Hey people, what is up? It has been a while since I've done one of these intros, but it's also been a while since we've all been together. It was definitely pre-man cave crisis, our Studio Bohagan meltdown of the pipes and busting and all that good stuff. But regardless, we came back all fully hosted, all four of us, and we just talk a bunch of random stuff. A bunch of stuff like Bender's trip to Florida, mine and the Flop's trip to California, Tom's trip to Kansas City, short story there, and then a whole bunch of random stuff. So I'm not gonna bore you much longer. Shout out to all of our sponsors of the show. We drank a couple of subscription beers, or at least one subscription beer, this episode. We'll probably do a review of those maybe next week or so, the rest of them. Otherwise, that'd be the Beer Sauce Shop on 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Shout out today, if you're listening to this, to Kyle Dent, the owner of Shamrocks. It's his birthday today. He is definitely a leprechaun. He was he's a short guy. He was born on St. Patrick's Day, and he has one of the best Irish bar and grills that I've ever been to. So perfect for him. So happy birthday, Kyle. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get on with this episode. So here it comes. All right. Hey, take two. We are back. I had this whole spiel about it being 316 Austin today, stunning new guys. We talked about 314 day. We talked about St. Patrick's Day. And that's all out the window. There's nothing fresh, and it's not organic, so we're just shitting all over the intro. But I can go back through this because we do this every week regardless. It's a full house today. That means Cattywampus to my left would be the Flop.
Hey.
Right across from me, John.
Yep.
And Cattywampus to my right would be the Silver Badger.
What's up, party people?
And we had a lot of stuff that we did not... It wasn't a lot, but we were like cramming a lot into that first minute of the podcast. So that's out the window. So yep. let's actually...
Unimportant.
This was the first... Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend to everyone.
Cheers, y'all.
I alluded that here in the St. Louis metro area, we've had a lot of reasons to drink, but we got a lot of stuff to catch on because I was on a vacation, you were on a vacation, Tommy was working.
Time travels for work.
And we also now know that he can drink on lunch from time to time.
No, he can't.
And Missy has a bone to pick with you, and I'm going to lead her into that by telling you just briefly before we jump into our trip.
Am I getting jumped or something?
I do want to say that I'm proud of my wife because in San Diego, starting from Saturday, the day we got there, I checked into 30 unique beers, and I was one-upped by my wife who checked into 31.
Wow.
I know, but that 31st beer was a beer that he had already had in San Diego, so.
Still counts.
Still a win. Still a win. I'm going to have a white mustache through this whole thing because of the Guinness we're drinking for St. Patrick's Day. But because
I'll just try not to picture you blowing
again. Tom, I know you hit 500.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
And immediately got one up by Bender.
Bender, you hit 1,000.
Finally.
And I didn't get a badge for it, but I hit 800 unique beers in San Diego.
I didn't get a badge for my 1,400 either.
How are you that far away from Jeremy? I feel like most...
I don't check in. Like, there was a good portion of last year I didn't check in.
I drink a lot on
trips. I drink a lot too, but I usually forget. Like, after, like, the third beer, I forget to check in.
Maybe you should stop drinking so much.
Now, did either of you bring anything back for the bottle share?
We're going to talk
about that in a little
Me
bit.
Me either.
But since we were talking about Untapped, I feel like it's Missy's turn to talk to John about Untapped.
When I toast you, you fucking toast me back on Untapped.
There's two. I'm sorry.
Listen, I was like, Holy shit. Tom's drinking. It's lunchtime, so I toast him. Thank you, Tom. You toasted me
back. You're my alliance member.
So how many times? I think I toasted you probably a dozen times.
I don't think I get like, I think I turned off push notifications.
Oh, whatever.
But you see the little icon when you sign in there.
I don't, unless I go back and look at my review, like what I've drank.
And I go, I'm just going to keep toasting until he toasts me back.
Where do you see the toast thing at?
I got to be honest, I thought I was the only Tom on the show because that seems a little petty.
Yeah, but I never go to that thing.
But no, it's down there in the bottom right. It had a red dot.
Yeah, I know, but I never go to that. I ignore it.
Well, here's
the now you know.
If we can give our Universal Untappd rating.
I will catch up right now.
But you know what? I don't think it's unique to Bender because I've also noticed Rachel never likes my posts.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're some uppity bitches, all right?
You said it, but I will say this. If we could rate John's Untappd friendship using our Universal Untappd rating, it'd be a one.
I might give just a half.
Ooh, sick bird. Speaking of our trips, we did say that we both went on vacation this week. We went separate directions. You went to the, not quite the East Coast.
I went to America's basement. or penis, whatever you want.
You went to the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And that was, where was it at again?
Fort Myers, Florida.
And how was Fort Myers, Florida this time? It's not your first trip. You're familiar
with
it.
No, I've been there. I actually been there three times and forgot. I combined the last two times because that's how exciting Fort Myers is.
And it's, Rachel's dad has a place there?
Yeah. It's
old. That's what it is.
The average age when we get there goes down by 10. So, I mean, everybody's like 900 years old.
You helped the curve.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Kevin Harry there really said it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. It was a good time, and they have a very nice place. They're 20 minutes from everywhere, except for this time of year when there's 100,000 people down there. So then they're 55 minutes from everywhere, which that's the only thing that I hate.
Yeah. Then anything of note, though? I mean, you were down in Florida.
I hit up two breweries, went to the beach a couple times. Harrison got sick on the last day, second to last day. And,
Is little man okay?
Yeah. I went to Moment. They got a lot more breweries since the last time I was there.
That's good.
2.5 years
ago. That
tends
to happen. Them things spring up like
this.
Yeah, there was only two last time I was there, Fort Myers and I can't think of the other one, which are both pretty good.
Microbreweries are like herpes on a college campus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This time I went to Momentum. Which was good. And then I went to this place called Coastal Breeze. Met the owner and his wife. Very friendly.
Oh, nice.
Not as good a name, though.
No, it was cool, though. I liked their beer. That was my 1,000th beer.
Did you say that the Coastal Breeze was cool?
It was a cool Coastal
Breeze. I guarantee the woman came up with that. Was she older?
Yeah.
Momentum sounds kind of like a snooty CrossFit place.
It was, they had a lot of biking gear. Like, like bicycle stuff. We did the Edison Ford Museum. I thought that was fun. The grandparents didn't. They bitched about it the whole time, even though I did not force them to come.
Wasn't it the same time that they were, growing up anyway?
Do you ever?
I think so.
I'm just
people like museums.
Do you ever let them know that they are fully capable of chilling at home and you can go do the stuff on your own?
Yeah. I think they went strictly to bitch about it.
Well, speaking of museums, one of our things we did there in San Diego was one of the things that she really wanted to do. Is we went to the USS Midway Museum, which is one of the
awesome.
Yeah, an old diesel powered. Aircraft carrier that has turned into a decommissioned, into a museum.
That's
cool. Pretty awesome, man. Yeah. Keeping those things going and everything, 4,500 people. That's more than the town I graduated high school
in.
Wow.
And running that thing?
Yeah, at one time.
Like now?
No,
or like back in its time?
When it was going.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the everything was so tight quarters.
I would not have survived.
I don't even know how they did it.
And have you ever been on a sub?
No.
One
of my best friends growing up was he was on a submarine.
I do have a submarine. And our story later, but we'll get to it.
Yeah. Okay, the sandwich.
John was in the was it Navy? I guess on a submarine. I guess that's
my cousin was. He went through Navy. Paul, Jason's brother, went through. He was in the Navy. He went through basic training and all that, and signed up for being on a submarine and wear sonar stuff. They don't actually put you on before you sign up for anything. And he got there, was in there for 5 minutes, found out he had claustrophobia, and they said you have to start all over again. He goes, I'll just leave.
Yes. One of the things I found interesting, of all the things, there was a lot of interesting on the Midway thing, but the captain has two quarters. He has a big fancy one that for when they're in port to entertain dignitaries and people that come in.
And prostitutes.
And then he has, And then he has a smaller one that is the only sleeping quarters on the bridge. Hmm. And it's because the captain has to be on bridge 20 hours of the day.
No shit.
Okay. So he sleeps for 4 hours and comes back and starts his shift again.
Huh. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, being a captain is not as luxurious as it sounds on TV sound.
Man, I bet that Ethiopian guy changed his mind immediately when he found that out.
Well, this is on an aircraft carrier. Were you talking the cast?
Yeah, whatever that movie is.
I think that was just a commercial line or a working line.
I feel like he's probably got to be there a lot too, though.
Yeah, I bet he does.
I've never seen that movie because no other movie I can think of that I saw the trailer. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, I can feel like I know.
Sully, I already know how it ends.
But I watched it. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I did not watch it.
Both movies have Tom Hanks. I saw a fun meme today, and it was the outside of an office or a boardroom, and it said meeting of the universally liked actors. And on the inside, it was just him and Keanu Reeves. Tom Hanks and Keanu Reeves. The only two universally liked actors.
I feel
on the
like planet. Their conversation isn't going to go anywhere because Keanu.
Meryl Streep?
Actors. Men. I think it was men.
I think they're all considered sexist. Actors now.
Oh, yeah. They're all actors now. That's sexist. Which is,
I don't think they use the term actress anymore.
Yeah.
Because our country...
It's still best... Oh, it's best female lead now.
Yeah, I think so.
At the Oscars or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's probably Meryl Streep's in there. And
our country is so PC.
She, yeah, and she's pretty political.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
I think some people don't like his
shtick. I don't really like him that much. I think he's annoying.
I think they nailed it. And I think Keanu's a late entrance into this.
No, he's political. He hates, yeah.
John Hamm? Oh, I think Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is in there now. Yeah, they forgot Paul Rudd. And John Hamm will be in there. He's still, his career's younger than those guys.
Huge dick.
Yeah, massive dick.
You've seen it?
Physically.
Have you ever seen like his pants? He doesn't like, it's a thing.
If you ask him about it, he gets really mad. It's a whole thing.
We also we also hit a handful of breweries when we were out there. The nicest, which we tweeted pics out of, was the Epig. E-P-P-I-G.
Okay.
Was the one in that harbor, which was that beautiful picture that I put up there, like the greatest tap or tasting view I've ever had. I took her to the Hidden Stone tasting room in Oceanside, which was awesome. And then we had Ketch Brewery, which was a micro... Well, it's a full brewery now, but it was pretty good. And then we had a ton of beers, obviously. Yeah. And we even had one wine tasting at San Pasquale, which was pretty solid. Met a guy who was maybe... I didn't know they existed because we don't see it a lot out here, but maybe the biggest Padres fan I've ever seen.
Huh.
And he's got videos, because he DVRs games he goes to, of all of his home run catching. Like
or fouls. Oh, wow.
Or foul balls. He even caught a bat that ricocheted off of a guy, and he showed us the clip of the announcer saying, that guy's going home with a headache, and that guy's going home with a bat. And I told Missy, I always try to spark up a conversation with my bartender, the tasting room, and everything.
Yep.
So twice on our sample pours, he gave me a full pour, and then she was one behind me when I got done.
Okay.
So he goes, I guess you need a bonus pour, right? So he just poured me a bonus
there you
one.
Go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's what it takes to make friends. His name was...
Exactly.
It's Brian. Ooh. It's Brian, but his handle on the Instagram is Beach. I'll have to look it up, but it's Beach something. But he was a cool dude. That was for sure. One of the cooler guys we met while we were down there.
And probably means he diddles kids.
Oh,
that's not true. He drinks wine. He just likes to have a good time.
Yeah, he was a cool dude. We took the train 46 miles up the coast. We stopped in Carlsbad and Oceanside. The zoo was fun. One of the cooler things about their zoo, the layout is way better than ours.
I feel like an old man asking you this, but what did they charge you?
I think we got discounted tickets, so I think it's normally $46, but we got 20% off because of the thing we did to get it go for the city pass kind of thing. Go San Diego is what it was called.
Your kids are still young enough, they can get in for free, I think.
I've heard it's...
But they start awesome. They start where the rope is. You know, everybody gets inside before it officially opens, and they raise up this big box, and they let it go, and it's all the macaws flying out.
That's they cool. do it a few times a day, they said. But you could see where the money goes. There's more plant life. It looks like it's more natural there instead of just pathways we have.
Our zoo is just as big in scope, but it's not as cool laid out. And there's neater exhibits, but it's because they cost so fucking much to get in there.
It's not free.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they charge for parking because we lived there.
That was the other thing, too. Like you said, where we stayed on Shelter Island at the Humphreys Half Moon Inn, which was one of the oldest hotels in San Diego.
Cool.
And it looked it from the outside, but it was nice.
It's been renovated, yeah.
Yeah, but there wasn't one Lyft drive that was more than 15 minutes everywhere we went, whether it was downtown San Diego, the gas lamp, to the train station, to the wherever we went. It was short, which was awesome. So
that's nice.
The most expensive Lyft ride was $13.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but I think one of the coolest things we did is when we went up to Belmont Park, which is in Mission Beach.
Okay.
And it was kind of like a smaller version of Six Flags, but it was perfect size.
It was
what'd
you call it? An upgraded carnival, basically.
Yeah, it was like your state fair, nicer version of your state fair. Yeah,
okay,
that's cool.
But what was cool is we got these passes, and they were like $40 a person. So it was unlimited rides, unlimited attractions, like the rope maze, the roller coaster. Which, by the way, the what was it? The Big Dipper.
Yeah, Big Dipper.
The only historic national place registered roller coaster in the country. Hmm. And 1925 was when it was built.
And you can tell because it's jerky as hell.
Yeah, but still, that's kind of cool.
You get whiplash immediately.
I really did. I was like, oh, shit. I just cracked my neck on the first turn.
But that area was cool because you could go to the beach where the people were surfing, like having real beach life, or you could go over to like the little downtown there, which had shops, great little restaurants and bars. A lot of 21 and over restaurants.
Oh, really?
Not the same laws here where if they serve food, kids get in. They deem it's 21 and over. You ain't getting in.
No kidding.
I wonder if that's got something to do with recreational weed. I didn't find out, but I'm wondering if
that's a good point.
Or maybe just as finer dining, you just want...
No, these were beach bars. Yeah. One of the cool things, though, is we went from there, we went to Ocean Beach, or as they call it, OB, and which is about working your way back to the city. And because we heard that, and we read the reviews, we looked it up. Apparently, Ocean Beach, it's the best sunset on the West Coast.
Huh. It's called Sunset Cliffs. Yeah, well, it's like down the beach a little bit. Yeah. It's Sunset Cliffs.
And we were going to go to the cliffs to watch it, but when we got there, we knew that they were having a market, farmer's market, which... The two things that we saw in OB perfectly captured what everyone's opinion of California is. One was the farmer's market that we walked through, and two was when we got down to where we decided to eat, we were having some real hard problems picking food because we had a crabby, tired, upset Hayden, and she only likes pretzels, pizza, hamburgers. And when she eats pretzels, pizza, hamburgers every day, it's kind of hard to figure out what she's going to eat. But we found a bar with these pretzel bites called the, Missy pointed out, it's a bad name, Wonderland OB Bar.
Mm-hmm. Wonderland is just a dumb name.
It's a dumb name, but it was one of the best bars because...
Now, when you walked in, did your body feel like...
It did.
It totally did. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I was John Mayer-ing it up when I got in there. But we got in there, and they had these...
You walk in, sing that song, and the server goes, get out. Get the fuck out.
Now, was Hayden crabby from all the parkouring?
she was exhausted from all the parkouring.
Yeah. But we figured out that when she actually does get hangry. Yeah, so from now on, I'm just going to have to carry like snacks around with me.
Just a little bag of Cheerios.
This bar's a proper bar, but it has all these seats and a wall, like a little like bar ledge that line the ocean view of the bar. Because this bar claims it's the best sunset in California, this bar alone.
Okay.
And even though we were going to go to the National Park to the cliffs, we're like, well, if we sat here, it's a perfect view.
Sure.
And we had the other thing that was the most California thing you've ever seen. And it was a small, I don't even think it was a park. It just happened to be an oversized grassy area.
Okay. It looked like a bunch of homeless people, quite honestly.
And there was two slack lines where people were slacklining, you know, tightrope walking.
Like that dancing thing?
No,
they were trying to.
They try it.
No, but there was people down there dancing.
Yeah, there was yoga people. There would be like balancing girls on their legs. It was ass to elbow people. Some were doing like those poles that have little pads, and they were balancing one arm upside down. And if this happened in Missouri, my daughter would definitely be the most uncool person. She'd be that person at the party.
Yeah.
But Kaylin instantly goes, oh my God, the weed is so strong.
Oh, it was embarrassing. I was like, oh shit.
I told her, I said, first, it's legal here, so you've got to chill. And second, if it's not legal, you don't ever want to be that person.
Yeah.
Don't be that person in Days to Confuse to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I was like, they're adults. Yeah. They can make their own decisions. Yeah.
But everyone was hugging each other. Everyone was,
and not just like a quick hug like you and I did when you came in. It was like a long, drawn out
35-40 second embraces,
big old bushes.
Yeah.
Well, and there was more than weed going on down there, but it was the most California stereotype. And there was even a guy doing and a girl doing. The only thing I could describe it for the people that do like MMA and do like Conor McGregor is he's got a movement coach, and they were like doing these weird movements like they were fighting or wrestling, weren't really
physical.
Yeah, contact Tai Chi, full contact Tai Chi.
Was it Greco-Roman wrestling?
Well, and at some points, like, they'd grab each other and spin, and then they would let go, and then they'd dance.
It was like a dance. It was dance.
Those people are
It was
on
interpretive.
Mushrooms.
It was interpretive dance. Oh, they had a bunch of bongo players, which you could hear over the loud-ass music in the restaurant.
I feel like everyone has bongo. That's just like a staple, right?
Sounds like a lot of kids from terrible parents.
Yeah, well, and I don't know how many of them were homeless, but there had to be some. But, you know, but there were cool skateboard tricks going on, too. Yeah. And, you know, it was all, like I said, that sunset, it was worth it. We were there 2 hours counting, but, you know, it was so busy. Our meal took an hour.
Let me ask, did you actually watch the sunset?
We took a lot of pictures. And it was awesome.
Because we did.
The pictures on our phone doesn't.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Didn't do it justice. It was awesome.
Yeah, we did a Thursday night. We did a sunset dolphin cruise or whatever. Get on a pontoon boat. And it was cool. It was a lot of fun. I didn't know you could drink on it. That would have been a lot better.
Yeah, but you're still over than the East Coast, so you got to get that real West
you
Coast
couldn't
sunset.
Drink on it?
No, you could.
No, Fort so Myers is on the west side of Florida.
No, they didn't have a bar, but like we got there like right on time because, you know, it's my family. And we were waiting on these people, and she's like, oh, they'll be back in a minute, and then we're going to take off. They come back with like a 12-pack of beer. I'm like, God damn it. I would have brought beer if I didn't know what you're doing. Yeah. Anyway, so we do like, you go through the.
You got to read the reviews before you go on something, man.
Yeah, I didn't even pick it. Rachel did.
She knew beforehand.
She definitely knew
she
was drinking.
The whole time. Rachel's been drinking her ass off lately.
This is a Rachel I want to hang out with.
I remember her. It's been 10 years.
Yeah. She really likes the East Coast IPAs a lot.
Oh, she's still on her IPA kick?
Yeah. Anyways, so we're on the thing, and you see dolphins and stuff. It was pretty neat. And then they take you out into Lover's Key, which is their like state park or whatever.
Did you love it?
I did. And you watch the sunset. And I guess I've watched a sunset or two in my life, and I didn't realize how fast it goes. Uh-huh. Like once you start seeing it drop over the ocean,
it's like,
the guy said it's 2.5 minutes. Tops.
Yeah. Yeah, we got there at like 4:30. The sunset, or no, we got there at 5. And the
what
sunset
day did you guys watch the sunset?
Wednesday night.
Oh, I was gonna say if we were doing it the same day at the same time,
we
could have been the same time.
We could have done one of those.
Not
molded,
sure how you know how time zones work.
3 hour difference.
One of those molded
but it's still,
side by side
we
images
together.
Of on a movie. You know where we're both under the same.
Yeah,
name.
Yeah.
I think I saw that movie. Was Ethan Hawke in it?
So, I got an Ethan Hawke movie story in a little bit too.
Anyways, it was cool. It was neat. The guy made Vera cry because she was driving the boat.
And
he goes,
she wanted to drive.
No, she was doing good.
Did
you
she
know.
Go, I'm the captain?
And he goes, he does it with every kid he said. He goes, oh my God, we're going to crash. And she does not do well with that and cried. And then he gave her, he was like, I feel like a terrible person. Like, it's fine. She cries all the time.
She couldn't have been the first person that ever cried.
He said, honestly,
that.
He goes, I've never had a kid cry. He felt so bad. He went up into the closed gift shop, unlocked it, brought her back a mermaid.
Aww.
That was awesome. Cry all the time. They do let, at the San Diego Zoo, they do let a random kid push the button for the macaw release.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of cool. They count it down.
Very cool.
Last thing on our trip of note, what was also cool at that Wonderland
bar.
How
do you know?
What if I have something? Well, before we get to that part, after the sunset, they ring the bell in the middle, and the manager makes a toast every day at sunset.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Saying, thanks for this beautiful scene and great beer and
pretty neat.
Yeah, very nice.
And fucking drink up.
Yeah.
There you go.
We had an Uber, or I'm sorry, a Lyft driver that was talking about how people that live on boats are basically derelict and like meth heads and stuff like that. And he's like, it's only like $170 to rent a month or whatever.
No, it was specifically the ones that, you know, there were some boats that weren't
like
in harbor, but they were in like a little area tied to a buoy.
Mm-hmm.
He said those were the derelicts. People that live in harbor pay a lot for their harbor.
Oh, because I was like, why is he talking about people that live on boats being derelicts? But he said he lived on his
boat.
He's
in a yacht club. By the way,
that's expensive.
Staunch libertarian was this driver.
Okay.
It was cool to be in a very anti-Trump environment, which we were in. You were not.
No.
We were.
Everywhere I went, there was Make America Great Again hats.
Yeah.
We did, Jeremy met some Canadians at the pool. At our resort, and Jeremy, I don't know how it came about, but brought up Trump, and you know, she's Canadian.
I always like
the
to hear
only
foreigners
thing.
Thoughts.
Well, yeah. She was like, "Yeah, I'm just not a, I'm not a supporter of him, but he has done stuff," and I'm like,
cool story.
"Lady,
not a real big fan."
Like
she also hates her prime minister, so
So she's
she hates
version.
Trudeau.
Yeah,
everyone likes Trudeau. He's so handsome.
Yeah, I thought everyone wanted to sex him.
I don't. Well, if you've read about it, a lot of Canadians aren't hip to him. He's the Obama of their country.
Yeah.
Very charismatic, but not divided opinions.
What is the biggest problem Canada has? Whether or not to like poutine?
Yeah, well, she said we talked
bears.
About their health care.
I think it's bears.
Bears?
She said they have free health care now, and she goes, and in theory, it's great. She goes, but we had better health care when you had to pay $35 a month.
Yeah.
She goes,
$35 a month.
And that's what she
that?
Said. She goes, it was nothing to pay that. By the way, the exchange rate from there, they had $500 American dollars for $680 Canadian dollars.
Mm. Canada's really came up.
And we did talk about poutine.
Yeah.
And when the, and
you're at it?
Oh, yeah.
No, it sounds disgusting.
That's all right.
At that Wonderland bar, I had a bed of rice with a hamburger patty with two fried eggs and brown gravy poured all over it.
I feel like it makes the fries soggy. Just did you like
have
cheese.
Did you have fish tacos?
I did. She was in the middle of talking.
Okay. We talked at the same time. That one doesn't count.
Yes, I did. I had a seafood enchilada while I was out there, which was unbelievable.
I had like five different things of fish tacos. I had some pretty good grouper tacos on Sanibel Island. That was pretty awesome.
I love fish tacos, but every time I've been to a watery area, I've had them. So I was trying something different. Like the seafood enchilada
I did
was
not try seafood.
Amazing. No, it was a seafood burrito on the pier in Seaport Village. But I had this, we went to this authentic Mexican restaurant near our hotel, which was very good. But I had a very well-cooked steak with two jumbo shrimp stuffed with cheese wrapped in bacon. And,
oh, that sounds great.
Oh, and green chili verde all over it. Oh, nice. Oh, it was so good.
That sounds great.
It was great.
I'll take your word for it.
Food was amazing while we were out there. Food was amazing.
That's my other complaint is I think Florida, at least Fort, I can't talk of everywhere, Fort Myers food is just all right.
We had amazing food in Orlando.
I've never had a great meal in Florida.
Mm. I haven't either. I've been to Orlando. I've been to Fort Myers mostly and in between. And everything's just kind of meh. And expensive as fuck for what you're getting.
I did want to ask my wife this about, since it was her first trip to Quest Coast. The Quest Coast. Any takeaways of overall thoughts on, like, the people? I mean, what? I don't know.
They're so fucking chill. It's ridiculous. We only saw one guy get mad in traffic. Everyone else was so chill, so happy. So, yeah, no problem. Not like in Jamaica. It's like, yeah, man, get what you want.
Yeah.
It was... They were legitimately happy.
Service was not overly great because they're kind of laid back.
It's hard to be pissed off when the weather's great all the time.
Yeah.
It was just... I joked with the girls, and for me it was half joking. I'm like, let's move here. But the girls don't want to move. I'm not really sure I would move way over there either because I'm sure we couldn't afford it.
Your cost of living would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, that was the most expensive trip we've ever taken because of the price of food.
Yeah.
I mean, there was our cheapest meal was like $70.
No, our cheapest meal was 21 and some change because it was muffins.
Oh, yeah, it was muffins.
There you go.
Muffins for breakfast.
Speaking of breakfast, we did go to this place. They have two of these called the Donut Bar. It was the most unbelievable donuts you've ever had. I had a French toast donut that was about, if you can't see what I'm doing, it was like a little
bigger than a softball.
Bigger than a softball.
Choking a toddler.
Yes, that's right. And Hayden had there's the Homer, so it's a pink one with sprinkles.
That was Kaylin's. Oh,
nice. That was Kaylin's. Missy had what did you have?
I had a blueberry lemon one, which sounds gross, but it was blueberry cake donut with a lemon icing on it.
That's awesome.
Was delightful.
So whoever owned this place, their car was parked outside. We can only assume it was their car parked outside.
Because it said donut bar on it.
It said donut bar, and it was a brand new cherry red Ferrari with a donut symbol pinstriped on it. So
that's funny.
They're making money. And it's been voted in both locations by multiple nationwide magazines as the best donut in the world.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
We wanted to go back. We just never made it because there was like a strawberry, I don't know.
Split.
It was strawberry split, but it was like one donut cut in half with like whipped cream and
fresh strawberries.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was a good,
And they served beer.
All day.
That's cool.
And there was a milkshake, marshmallow milk stout that I did not get, but I was like, that's a perfect breakfast drink.
That does sound pretty good.
One thing I'll say up to what she said about the laid-backness, when my buddy Herb and Leanna lived out there, they called it the California Saunter. You can't be upset because people are walking slow in front of you because they all walk slow in front of you.
People probably were like,
it's much different than the East Coast where everybody's flying around.
Yeah, nobody is in a hurry. Anywhere.
I was walking fast everywhere. People are probably like, what the hell's wrong with that?
So I have one more question. Did the San Diego Tourism and Visitors Bureau give you guys some money to plug the city?
No, it was just
they should have.
Yeah, it's just a good trip. We always update our trips, and it's all of California without all the headache of LA, the expense of San Francisco. The only thing that we would want to do in California that we weren't able to do was go to like the Sequoia National Park.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to have gone there.
San Diego. Have you ever been to San Diego, Bender?
No, I've never been to California.
It's definitely the part of California I would revisit. I was only there for 2 nights, but California's the only... How did you feel, Missy? Like, California's the only place I've been in the country, and I've been to probably 38 states, that I'm like, this doesn't feel like America. And I'm not saying because
you're right, because it doesn't feel uptight, and it's like...
They're not attached to the rest of the country.
No, they are. They should almost be their own country, because it's just a totally different... And even different parts. Like, when we went to Mission Beach to Belmont, I'm like, it's a totally more different vibe here than it is where we're staying 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
So... Diego, I enjoyed it.
And we did so much, and there's still so much we didn't do. We didn't visit La Jolla, which everybody says is the place to go for the beach.
Even San Diego, Visit San Diego told me to go to La Jolla for coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it.
So, but anyway, that was that. But that's not what we're about always. Sometimes we're about pop culture. Sure.
Most of the time we are, but you know, this week it's travel.
Surely this we brought up.
Oh, do I get to talk about my travel story?
Oh, did you have a travel story?
Where'd you go?
I went to Kansas City for a night.
Oh, that's
what?
Cool.
What?
Good story, bud.
You are living your best life.
Did you go to Oklahoma Joe's?
I do. No, I. So
you wasted a trip.
I need to go there. I should have gone. I had an opportunity, but I decided to go have dinner with my boss instead of pay for my
suck
own.
Ass.
I know. But I do have a good funny story. So I traveled on Wednesday, and I was told I needed to go to CMU. And I guess I had dyslexia. I drove all the way to Warrensburg to UCM. Then I look, I see the mules. I'm like, wait a minute, this email I got from this lady had an eagle as her mascot. And I like start doing research on my phone. I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to go to Fayette, Missouri. Where's that at? Oh, it's an hour and a half away in the opposite direction.
Yikes.
Yep. Drive all the way back. That's fun, though. That's fun.
Well, did you at least go in while you were there?
No.
Go into the UCM.
I had to be back at Kansas City by 5:30.
How is job going for you?
Great. Love it.
Good.
Oh,
good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sales is fun.
I'm happy that you're happy, because you were so, like,
it's the first
hated
time since we've known you. You've been upbeat.
No, that's not true. And when we drink, he's always upbeat.
Really?
Instant gratification, folks. Actually, you know who I got a sale with?
Who?
Your St. Louis Blues.
Shut up,
who are struggling again.
Yeah, they're winning today.
No, good. Good. Yeah.
They're back on track.
Beating the Penguins.
Yeah, well, you know, the Blues are going to struggle for a while until 19 years from now. They get a speedy winger named John Hummel, who took his first steps on the ice today.
And looked like he loved it.
he did not like it for the first half, but then he started getting comfortable and started figuring it out, and when he got off the ice, I said, "Do you have fun?" He said, "Yeah, Daddy."
Now,
do you know how to ice skate?
That's what I was saying. Have we ever asked you this?
Do you know how to ice skate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you?
Are you good at it?
Has it been a while?
I haven't been on skates in like 15 years. But oh, when I was a kid, I skated all the time.
So you weren't out there with him? It was strictly just instructor and kids?
So awesome. It's strictly instructors and kids. They had, I think, 6 kids in class and 3 instructors. That was
that's pretty nice.
That's a good
and
ratio.
And then when you're in the session, your kid and you have unlimited times to go to free ice and practice.
Oh, cool.
So if he wants to go, I'll go with him. But it would take me probably about 20 minutes to get comfortable.
Just
again,
get him
and
one
fine
of those little things to hold on to. Or you, get one of those little walker things to hold on to.
Do they
to
do that on ice skates?
Yeah. I'm
I've seen it.
So like my parents, when they told me if I took X amount of skating lessons, they'd let me play hockey. I'm actually going to do that for my son.
There you go.
I've seen them with buckets for little kids.
That's what they had. Yeah, okay.
So do you think they'll, next time you go for the next session or the next class, will he be a little hesitant again, or do you think he'll be gung-ho?
He'll be gung-ho. Well, we got there early, and he was crying because he wanted to go on the ice so bad.
Oh, he was being impatient.
But then when we put the actual skates on him, because he had never been on skates before, he started like wobbling and going, I'm going to fall.
The easiest part is standing on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the moving part that gets you.
I get him on the ice. I go all the way up to the bleachers, and then I see the frantic call from the coaches. I'm like, oh, shit, what's wrong? He's like, I gotta go potty. I'm like, you just went potty.
Yeah, but that's better than panicking. For
well, that's a stall tactic. So then I had to go in the bathroom and had to take a knee. And we have a little fireside chat, so to speak. I pumped him up, got him back out there, and then he started having fun. So
speaking of going to potty, Vera, everywhere we went on my vacation.
I thought he was about to tell us he needed to potty.
Yeah. No, everywhere we went on my vacation, every location we ended up at, Vera took a shit. Even on the fucking boat. Well, this is good news. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
This
kid.
Is good news because for so long she had so much trouble.
But I mean, like, you gotta give it to her that she's not shy.
Yeah.
She's not shy. I mean, we're in the bathroom of the boat. I'm like, everyone. She's like just chatting it up, and I'm like, everyone can hear you.
She's like, why?
Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'm just letting you know. Everyone understands that you're telling me about
your
poop right now.
Not to keep harping on vacations, but I have now drinking. I've been drinking for 9 straight days.
Yeah.
I've been having awful shits. My body is saying, dude, you got to chill out.
Yeah, my liver hurts
next week.
Yeah,
I should probably eat a vegetable.
I'm going to segue into some...
Let's make sure he was done with his...
Oh, you're done with your skating?
I guess so.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then yes, let's segue into movies, but I'll use my vacation to get there. I did watch 2 films, one going down, one coming back. I know Missy's got a couple movies she watched. First one I watched was Hunter Killer with Clive Owen. It's based on some... political war novel, and it's all about a submarine, a hunter killer submarine.
Is it Clive Owen or is it
Gerard Butler?
I was gonna say
Gerard Butler. Yeah,
I watched
Clive
a Gerard
Owen.
Butler movie too.
Gerard Butler, and I gotta tell you, it's not great, but it's a 3 out of 5. It's very entertaining.
Dude, it's pretty good because I think it did really bad in the theater.
Well, yeah, but those movies are going to unless they're helmed by Tom Cruise or
what is the best submarine movie?
Oh, Hunt for Red October.
I think, and I don't know if I've ever watched it.
Maybe I don't know. I also like that.
I don't mean to interrupt. Was your Gerard Butler movie the one where
the
he was a police officer?
Or
like Den of
Thieves? Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
Den
of Thieves
is a good one.
Yeah, we watched that too. Also, I mean, Hunter Killer's got everything you want. It's got Gary Oldman in it, so he's the...
is he a bad guy?
He's not a bad guy, but he's the military leader that doesn't agree with anybody else. And his way's not right, clearly, by the end of the film. His way's the not right way. Female president in the movie, so way fiction.
Fuck you.
But overall, I give it a 3. It kept me in it the whole time.
You watch it on the plane?
Yes. Yeah. The other movie on the way back I watched, speaking of Ethan Hawke earlier, was Juliet Naked. It had Chris O'Dowd also. And Rose, what's her
McGowan?
Name? No, Rose from...
the
I don't think Rose McGowan
girl.
Is working right now.
No, not the tattoo girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, it had... she's from Bridesmaids. She was the...
she's the Australian from Australia.
She's pretty good looking.
Yes, yeah. What's her name? Her name is... Oh, Rose Byrne. So, yeah.
Rose Byrne is gorgeous.
And the whole premise of the movie is Chris O'Dowd and her...
Now, who's Chris O'Dowd again?
Oh, funny guy from... He was the cop from Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
British...
Yeah,
just a funny guy. Yeah. He was... they're a couple, but he runs a website based on this 90s legend rock artist that made one album and disappeared. And he runs a website about theorizes what happened to it. He's the biggest fan. And she posts this thing. Someone randomly emails him some naked, the studio versions of his big album.
Okay.
And she listens to it first and it causes a big fight and they end up breaking up. But she posts under a name on his site that this is the biggest piece of shit album. And so Ethan Hawke, who plays that guy, emails her and says, "You nailed it." And... there's a lot of problems on why he disappeared. He's a deadbeat dad, so to speak, but he's trying to make it up in life. But he's not. He was such a bad guy. The cool thing about the movie is there's no resolution with this character. Mm. It's kind of hard to find out if it's about her or him. But it was just if you've got an
did
actor,
they bang?
never during the movie. Now there's an allusion at the end of it that he might spoiler, but it's not really spoiling.
It wasn't on camera. Don't worry.
But it's worth if you get a rainy day and nothing's going on and you got the
what's it called?
Juliet Naked. And
she does not get naked, you guys.
But it's
that kind of ruins all
reason. It's got 83% on Rotten Tomatoes and it's it's like 8 out of 10 stars so on IMDb. So it's worth the watch. It's an enjoyable independent film. So
very cool.
What did you watch, Melissa?
A Simple Favor, which made me hate Blake Lively even more.
And she is not a fan.
I think Rachel watched that. Is that with
Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
No, I'm not an expert, but I'm guessing that Favor doesn't turn out to be so simple.
No. And you know, Anna Kendrick's her bubbly self in this. Let me take that back. Because in Pitch
Rachel
Perfect,
dug it,
she...
so you didn't like it.
No, I thought it was a decent movie. I wouldn't...
She just hates Blake Lively so much.
It really made me hate...
Is it because he's married to Ryan Reynolds?
She's not.
She's not pretty enough to be married to him, first of all.
Really?
And No, she's not, y'all. Look at her face.
If you watch The Town, her character in that is the perfect casting for her. She kind of, in the face, looks like a white trash hot girl.
She's trashy hot. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Tara Reid used to be. Like, yeah. She used to be hot, but trashy hot.
Yeah.
I don't like Blake Lively at all.
I didn't realize that was Blake Lively in The Town.
But I feel like she plays a bitch perfectly, so I think that's how she is in real life.
Real quick, and then you can get
called acting.
Juliet Naked, 3.5 out of 5 for me. Oh, what was yours?
I didn't watch it.
No, but keep going for yours.
3.
3, okay. And then you watched something else,
The
right?
Meg, which I give it 2.
The Meg? Oh, my God. It's so bad, right?
I'm like, you don't even really see the shark or the megalodon.
And they don't
have
Spielberg to pull off that trick. So.
And there were a couple of times where I'm like, oh, they just stole this from Jaws.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the beach scene with the kid. I'm like, this is the Jaws scene.
So I listened to that book. The Meg.
The old book, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that old.
80s, 90s,
it's
something like that.
It's early 90s.
It was a big
and
book
I think
when
he re-updated it in 2011 because of some discovery that they had found. Mm. And it's actually written by a guy who knows a lot about megalodons, and it's pretty good. Like, it's a good book. And I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot because the book is pretty good. And, oh my God, I was like, I'm going to kill myself like halfway through this movie. Like, just fucking shoot me.
Well... So Hayden's...
And I couldn't turn it off because my kids liked it.
Oh, so that was the thing. So Hayden's tablet died in her charging
cord.
Yeah, the charging cord broke. So she did not have her tablet was dead. Yeah. So she was like, let's watch a movie together. And I'm not going to lie, I really just don't like animated movies anymore. I'll watch them for the kids. Jeremy loves them, but I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Jesus Christ. How I know, I'm your horrible.
Yeah. I'm a horrible person.
What movie were they watching?
What do you mean?
No, she just didn't want to watch one.
I didn't want to watch an animated movie. And she had watched Wreck-It Ralph on the way there. So I was hoping we were kind of good. And I was like, hey, how about The Meg? And she goes, yeah, let's watch it. And it kept her interest the whole time. She said it was fine.
Yeah. I just rewatched Spider-Man. I bought it today.
I think that's arguably one of the best movies of last year or this year.
I also, before we left, Jeremiah and I went and saw Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Was that your post?
Yeah, it was mine.
I thought it was your wordage for his post.
Nah,
it was delightful, is what he said.
Yeah. Oh, man, I loved it. I thought it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Did she do great? Did she do... Was she
She was very good. She was very good. The story is super interesting.
She being Vera watching it.
No, Vera didn't watch it.
So she going to beat Thanos' ass? Watch it?
Me and Jeremiah.
Oh, you and Jeremiah.
Brie Larson.
Oh, you're saying Brie Larson did good. Yeah, I've heard good things
about
her.
Yeah, her character was very good.
Can she beat Thanos' ass?
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah.
Well, in the comics, no, but apparently in the MCU, yes.
But in the movie, I mean, she's a fucking badass.
Good.
I have a problem
with
that.
Good, we need more... What?
I don't have a problem with it being a female character. I have a problem
with
how
strong she is in this.
I have a problem with them taking a character that is powerful, and she is not Thor-level powerful or Hulk-level powerful in the comic, but they made her that because... And again, I don't have a problem with the strong female lead, but I have
they
a problem for
them. She takes on some of the... her powers are infused into... I don't know how it is in the comic. I don't know that much about the character.
Yeah, they cremate her what she is.
Yeah. So she absorbs a lot of Tesseract power.
She can absorb energy, which is what makes her
so
strong.
So are you saying they made her movie character stronger because of what's happening in the world?
Absolutely. I think. But Marvel has a history of this in the comic books.
Yeah, they've
been
leading.
So.
And then characters get stronger and weaker as they go.
And it's supposed to be great, and I'm okay with it, and I want it to be great.
Oh, it was...
But...
It was fun. It was...
Where does it rank in your MCU movies?
See, I have trouble with that because some of them are really different. Like, in this one, I would put this along the lines of, like, Winter Soldier and more of an espionage, thriller, cop style.
Yeah. Which was my favorite.
Winter Soldier's really good, so this would probably be along in that area. But then, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor Ragnarok, those are more comedies to me. Ant-Man, those are...
So out of 5?
I think I gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. The coolest thing I think about the whole thing is young Agent Coulson and young Sam Jackson the whole time. It just fucking blows your mind.
Because of how good they are doing that. Kind of like they started with young in Ant-Man, Michael Douglas.
Yeah. So, and you know, and in that stuff, you're like, okay, that's fine. It's one or two scenes. Like, Sam Jackson is in this entire movie as a younger looking version of himself. And blacker? if that's like he's not the blackest, like he's not very dark skinned, but he looked darker to me. I'm not going there.
We're leaning on the racial.
No, no. He just looks darker than his actual like. Normally he looks in a movie, I thought. That was the only thing that was throwing me off the whole time. I'm like, he seems darker than like he actually is. But anyway,
are we talking like Don Cheadle black or Andre Broughton black?
But he just seemed darker, but I don't know if that's what the...
You just cracked up, Missy.
But he... Like, him and Coulson looked awesome. Coulson's only in there every once in a while, but like, Sam Jackson did the whole fucking movie, and it just blew my mind that like a guy who's 72, I think... Now I think he's 72 or 76. He just had a birthday.
Sam Jackson is?
72. Yeah.
Damn, he looks good for his age.
Yeah, and he does. But in this, he probably looks like...
That's what I hear.
I'm telling you, he looks 40 in this. And it blows my mind how many... Like, I want to watch the special features.
Hey, clean living and California lifestyle. That'll do it for
I just want to know how they did it. Like, is it always him in the scene? Or is it sometimes a younger body or what? I don't know. It was wild. Blew my mind. It was great.
He is 70. He just turned 70.
Did he just turn 70?
Yeah. Oh, so he is closer to 40.
He has a clean life, though. He doesn't like drink or smoke.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I thought it was a lot of fun, though.
You brought up a film that is in the news right now. You brought up the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Disney.
He's back, baby.
Doing an about face
with
James Gunn.
How much do you think he got paid?
You know what it was? I think.
Sorry money? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah. How much sorry money did he get?
I truly believe that they go, they were sitting around and they were like, well, we outdid Wonder Woman with Captain Marvel. We made more money. Yay us. And what else is there to do? And somebody goes, you know, I hear that new Suicide Squad film is getting good early looks, and everybody says the script's awesome. Well, who's doing it? James Gunn. Get him back!
Yeah.
Get him back!
The upside is that he still gets to do that movie.
He is. He's finishing it first.
He's still going to finish that. And I don't know if you heard, but Will Smith's been replaced by my boy,
Idris Elba. I knew you were going to be happy for
which
that.
I watched his Saturday Night Live stuff. Oh, comedy's not his thing. It's not.
I think it is with the right people.
Like sketch comedy and like live comedy's not.
He's got to be the straight
he
man.
He did okay.
Is Hollywood forgiving him for his tweets, or did they just...
They moved on to a new target.
Yeah. I think there's two things. Number one, after they fired him, that was a knee-jerk reaction, and a lot of shittier people have gotten in less trouble. Right. And after that...
Like Robert Kraft.
When the knee-jerk reaction went away, and they realized who's the one who put all these out, and it's the Gamergate guy who just... Right-wing weirdo. They were like, oh, we probably should have just let this go.
Farming old Twitters to find bad stuff. That's his job.
That's just, that's...
And like, right away after they got him fired, that guy got on and he was like, my whole goal was to get him fired and I did it. So, win for me.
We need to...
And now you're a dick.
He was a dick before that, but that's not
possible. Schedule a new episode of...
Yeah. Dude, I've been reading so much stuff lately.
I read your Mr. Miracle, and I don't want to get into it now because we need to do a PC CP, and... I also want to bring up on that, we don't want to talk about it here, but Comic Gate, which is the sequel to Gamergate, which is out there.
Yeah.
Ethan Van Sciver, who is leading the charge on it.
Yeah, because Gail Simone is constantly ripping on people on that Twitter. She's a good Twitter fellow.
Yeah, it's perfect. Plus, she's friend of Dwayne Pippen. So,
is she?
Yeah.
She's a good writer.
He used to play, I've told this in the podcast,
City of Heroes. City of Heroes or City of
And she put him in a comic, immortalized him in Birds of Prey. The sheriff's name's Dwayne and his son's name's Caleb.
That's cool.
So that was good. Anything else anybody else brought to the table? I mean, we'll just call this, we'll jump into this segment called the Throw It to Missy segment, since it's we've went on forever and we're approaching an hour. So we'll just start with Missy and see what.
So technically I did not bring something, but.
You saw just now.
As we were talking, TMZ told me that Paris Jackson tried to attempt suicide. She slit her wrist. So apparently it is sad because
it is very sad.
She is a staunch supporter of her father, obviously, as every good child should be.
She's always had problems mentally though, right?
All of his kids probably do. But so it's heavy... really the backlash. So they're saying what caused this is it's the backlash from the documentary Leaving Neverland.
This is her second attempt at suicide.
I think so, yeah.
2013, they said, was her first.
Oh, yeah. So, I recently watched that documentary, and I know, John, you said you didn't want to. Tom, you weren't here when
we talked about it.
I almost... go ahead.
I mean, I... watch is a loose term because I had it on while I was working. I was paying attention to both things, but I wasn't. I could hear the TV, but wasn't. I could hear the TV, but I wasn't watching everything because I don't feel like you needed to see everything because it was just mostly them talking. But I tend to believe them. I believe some of it. I don't know.
My problem with Michael Jackson is this. When there's smoke, there's fire.
Yep. Yeah, we've dealt with this for so long.
It might not be 100% true, but it's probably at least 80.
Okay, so one of the stories that James Safechuck told was he liked jewelry. So Michael would take him and buy jewelry, and he said, we would pretend. We would pretend that Michael was buying this for a girl, and my finger was the same size as his, and apparently they got married, quote unquote married, and he like bought this guy or this kid a ring. And then recently this week while we were in San Diego, they released a video of them jewelry shopping. So I'm like, this is where I'm starting to believe it, because if you provide evidence, not just words, because I could say anything to anybody and make you try and believe it, but
that sucks for the kid, because I mean you don't get to pick your parents.
These parents were dumb, because if you've watched
Paris Jackson.
We don't need to get more into the we went pretty good into that, but this situation too, you're right. It is sad for Paris. One other thing that came out this week too is that the mother of his children, mm-hmm. or however many months said they never had sex with him, not one time. They came out and said that this week.
Oh, wait, no,
well,
it was,
then how they have the kids?
Insemination.
Artificial insemination.
No shit.
Yeah. And weird, you know, man. What's weird?
But why are they? There is not 1 ounce of. They don't look mixed. That's my thing. They don't.
No,
look,
Paris looks mixed. I think.
I think you could tell that she's got.
She looks unique. Exotic.
Yeah,
almost.
That's it. Exotic.
But she doesn't. I mean, she doesn't. I guess those kids don't look the traditional, like, biracial.
Maybe she was just trying to shave her pits and missed. You ever think of that?
Ew, Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne doesn't
was that
shave
not
her pits.
Too soon?
Rachel, a little funny story about my wife.
Well, Paris Jackson is 22.
She's old enough to drink.
Yeah,
we can talk about her.
That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood.
No, yeah. I mean, it's young enough. I feel bad for those three kids because clearly, it's a whack job situation. And mom, I don't think, is involved in their life at all. I think that
was really
part of the deal. And then,
no, I know Paris has reached out to her since Michael Jackson's death.
You need somebody.
Yeah, and I didn't realize, but The Point was playing some of the stuff when it came out before we left for vacation. LaToya in like 93 came out.
Yeah,
and
that's
said,
pretty
like,
damning.
What did she say?
LaToya did a press conference
in 93.
Saying that, like, it was 93 saying that Michael has an unhealthy relationship with children. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, she said,
called him out.
She said, She said, I can't stand by and let this go, or I will feel like I'm allowing it.
I mean, it's hard because there are adult men that are. They're saying, I slept in his room and nothing happened. And then you have some guys, adult men, that are like,
I don't know,
did
man.
It's
just too
much.
Either way, like, why would you do? Why would you have kids sleep in your room? But
why would the parents allow that? That's
one final
because,
note.
Well, that's the thing. It's like he had predator tendencies. He picked kids who had
easy
from broken homes or fucking, like you said, dumb parents.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think, like.
But those parents were getting paid by Michael. To
part
of this
vacations, all this luxurious life. So
I don't even say I hope because there's things in my life where I'd be like, I hope I would make the right decision. I know I'd make the right.
Decision. Oh, in that instance, I feel
easy.
Confident in the character of the people in the room that we would. Yeah.
Well, like
maybe punch him in the mouth for even suggesting it.
Pete Davidson got a little heat from the Catholic Church this week on SNL because his mom was going to church and he goes, "Oh, well, I'm going to go listen to Ignition Remix." And they were like, the Catholic Church was like, "You owe us an apology." And everybody was like, "You should stop raping kids."
Catholic Church cannot.
Wait. So what was the? I heard that he was in trouble. So what was the joke?
There's no
weekend update, right?
Yeah, his mom along the line said something about going to church, and he's like, "Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna go listen to Ignition Remix by myself. It's basically the same thing."
Remix to Ignition, R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly. He goes. That's fine if religion is your thing. And he goes. My take is, if you want to listen to R. Kelly, you can still enjoy the music. Probably just shouldn't do it in public.
You know what? Pete Davidson's interesting. Pete Davidson's not really funny.
Oh, I disagree.
I like his outtake on stuff. He's just a weird dude.
I like him.
He is weird.
He's weird. He's been amazing on roasts.
He is really good on roasts.
He is good on roasts.
I think he's got good moments on Weekend Update.
Yeah,
I think
he's like when he's the most honest and open, I think, is when he takes shitty situations and breaks them down and makes them funny.
Well, a comedian should do.
Well, I also feel that his shtick is being the shock comic.
I don't even think it's shock. He's an idiot. Honesty. And then he said his stick is I'm stupid. Like I just
no, he's a pothead.
I see this tattoo, and he stopped smoking weed a couple years ago. Unless he's back to it,
I don't know.
Because that was an open thing for him too. But he's always like, oh, I saw this can, I thought it was cool, so I tattooed it on my body. Like he's got that pig that him and Ariana Grande bought, and he goes, I thought about it for about 3 seconds before I did it.
He's very much the jackass of the Steve-O of the SNL cast.
Oh, but you know what? Steve-O has his life together a little bit more.
He does. He hit bottom, though.
Pete Davidson is, there's something.
Pete Davidson is dating Kate Beckinsale, so get the fuck out of here.
I've come to the conclusion. I had to do the calculations in my head. Pete Davidson is not funny. He's very charismatic, though.
I
would like to hang out with him.
But he's
not as funny as like Mikey O'Day on the show, or like Bo. What's Bo Beckett? Is that his name? Or Beckett?
Is that the two Weekend Update guys?
No, those are Michael.
No, that's
Shea
Michael Che and
Colin Jost.
Colin Jost.
They're a good team.
Yeah, they are fine. Yeah, they do a good job.
They're fine.
They're the head writers as well.
All right. Well, what do you got, Bender? Anything?
I forgot. I was going to just say in the Michael Jackson thing, Florida has not gotten the memo. They play Smooth Criminal in almost every gift shop.
I've heard a lot of Alien Ant Farm Smooth Criminal on radio still.
They have not gotten the memo. I guess they got Trump stickers everywhere, so what do you expect?
Listen, I'm going to say it. No matter what R. Kelly, Michael Jackson did in their personal life, their music is still good, and you should still be able to appreciate it without...
I just don't know if people want to hear it in public anymore.
I'm not driving down the road blasting it, but if I want to listen to it, I shouldn't be judged.
Right. I tweeted out. I'm just saying that you should not play I Believe I Can Fly anymore because it sticks in your head for days.
All right. Well,
that's a great song. That's why.
If you're good, Mr. Hummel.
I haven't been on this show for so goddamn long. Did we talk about the Fire Music Festival documentaries?
We watched it. I don't know that we talked about it. I only watched the Netflix.
Me too.
Yeah, we only watched it. Which was... That shit was crazy.
How did Ja Rule get away from the Scott Free?
He's about to do another festival.
Here's the thing. He was very prevalent in the beginning part of that documentary, and then he just went away. Like, what the hell happened to Ja Rule? Why? Yeah, you're right. Why isn't he involved in the backlash to this? Did he go, fuck it, I'm out? I don't know.
I mean, I just don't know enough about Ja Rule that... I mean, he's... I'm clearly a smart guy in some regards, but did he realize that this was going to be
He's
bad?
He's an angry cookie monster. That's his voice.
Yeah. Oh.
Cookies.
Murder.
Who was the guy? What was his name that did all that stuff?
I can't remember.
Brian McFarlane.
All I could think of
is
when I watched that documentary that he looked like I can't say that word anymore. The goofy looking brother of Jim Edmonds. That's what he reminded me of. Like
that guy,
Jim Edmonds' loser brother. Oh, that guy needs to be put away for six years.
What a
terrible human being.
The fact that he got out and then did it was starting it over again.
Yeah,
on camera.
Wasn't there something about him running another Ponzi scheme from prison?
He was doing it before he went into prison. He allowed him to film it with his buddies to film it, and the guy filming it was on the documentary. So
I think one thing I learned from that documentary is like. When that first story first came out, I was one of the people who was laughing at all the rich, spoiled kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A lot of people were like, yeah, we paid $600. It was cheaper than what's the one out west? Burning Man.
Yeah.
And Coachella. We thought it'd be a fun weekend. And it was... They didn't even talk about it. Who knows how many people were raped down there?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, though. What is your take on the lawsuits going to Instagram... influencers who were saying they're going to be there, like Caitlyn Jenner and all those guys.
They didn't show up either.
Yeah, like they said they were going to be there. They got paid a lot of money. I think Caitlyn Jenner made $250,000 to promote this thing. And then
Caitlyn Jenner,
or not no, Caitlyn, Kendall. Kendall or what? No,
Kylie.
Kylie. Kylie.
It had
Kylie.
Been Kylie.
Yeah, one of the
Kylie. Two. Whatever the fuck. Whoever the young
drastic difference on the three though.
Billionaire on her own, which she's not.
That's Kylie.
But
what do you mean she's not?
She got labeled the first self-made billionaire. That's bullshit.
No, she didn't get labeled that. She got labeled the fastest.
Fastest, yeah.
Self-made billionaire. That's still bullshit. Yeah, when you start with a lot of money already, it's kind of easy. But or at least it's easier.
To answer your question, I don't have a problem. They should not be being sued. I mean, what? Like,
you don't think so?
You're getting... All right, so...
If you say you're going to be there, and then you don't show up, and then everybody almost dies, that's kind of your fault.
I don't know if they said they were going to be there. Yeah. They just said that they, like, heard about this.
All they did was the hashtag it.
Okay,
stuff.
Well, I didn't watch the thing.
And
that's what I'm wondering.
He told everybody they'd be there. What I will say is we're in a time frame now where celebrities endorse everything. When we were younger, they didn't. They thought it was cheap, and I'm not saying that was right, but I'm saying that maybe they should be smarter about what they do.
Yeah, I think that there should be some response, because had somebody died because of that or whatever, or like you said, if people were being raped or whatever, like,
some of that onus might be on
if somebody's going to pay you to be an advertiser or be in a commercial, why should you have to do the research to see what the company's like?
But
like,
you have a guy that's supposed to do that for you.
Well, I don't think John Wayne should have ever been sued for being advertising cigarettes. And he was paid by a company to do
but
it.
It was
way
a different
back
time.
Before we found out cigarettes was bad.
Just because it's a different time, you're still getting paid to advertise them.
All right, let's back this up. Let's say that there's a car dealership in St. Louis.
Missy and I had a conversation similar to this over the week.
Okay, well, you tell me the conversation.
Well, we were just saying, what was it? Somebody's getting... Oh, the makers of AR-15s are getting sued for people.
No, I said they are a... Like,
They greenlit it.
And I said, she goes, what do you think of that? And I said, well, it's kind of like suing a car company for someone wrecking their car. I don't know that it's their fault.
I was going to go in a different direction.
Okay.
But let's say that... This car company or this car dealership in town, the guy was a diddler, and he gave a carnival player like $50,000 in a commercial.
Right.
Should that carnival player be sued because this guy ends up being a diddler?
No, but that's a different situation. If that carnival player was like, hey, bring your kids to this guy's house and drop them off, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but they're paid out.
It is the same thing. If you're going to, like, hey, come to this party and I'm going to be
you
there.
No, see, you're right. They never said they were going to be there.
Oh, okay.
They were paid advertisers.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yep.
All right. This is for you three. Say you were one of the guys working with this fire festival and you tried to talk to this guy. You're like, hey, this isn't going to happen. Because that's what
one of the guys was like, this isn't going to happen.
We need to tell people. What would you do in that instance? Because I know what I would do in that instance. Like once you realize that this is not good and it's not going to happen, but you can't convince your quote unquote boss that things need to change. What would you do?
Well, for one, they were young kids. On his team. Yeah, I mean, not kids, but they were younger.
Yeah, they're really
and they were wanting to get paid. So a lot of them were staying around to get paid. So I feel like the moment I realized, hey, I'm not going to get paid either, I would have bounced. I'd have been like, I'm out.
Now, would you have whistleblown? And like,
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. Smart kids.
Yeah, they were
smart kids. They could have released that information and not circle back.
They were smart enough to know something was not right.
I would have blew up the world with the news.
Since you're not getting paid at that instance, you don't want to get sued.
But at the
same time, blowing the whistle.
Well, that's the thing, though. Had they blown the whistle and everything pulled out and nobody showed up, then that guy could have said, well, everything was in place. Now I'm out all this money. I'm going to sue you for blowing the whistle.
There are a couple guys that were involved that weren't, like, close to this guy that are in debt thousands and millions of dollars because of this.
And there was a point where most of them realized that it was illegal what was going on. Yeah. So that's when you know.
I think... Honestly, I probably would have done what these kids did and stayed with it until almost the bitter end. Because
I kind of think I would have too.
Because you're in your mid when I was in my mid 20s, I mean, I worked stupid jobs thinking you. And they all, everybody says, I think his name is Billy.
It's going to pay off.
Billy is so charismatic. Billy is this. Yeah. You can see videos where understand where you get kind of caught up in that and you think it's going to happen and you're out there. Hanging out with these hot supermodels and drinking.
Well, they weren't, though. Remember, the supermodels were there before.
They were there that one time.
Here's my thing. When they would interview him or, you know, have him just on camera, he barely talked and he never made eye contact.
Yeah, he had problems.
He may have been charismatic when cameras weren't around because he was trying to romanticize everyone, but there was some shit going down.
I also think, too, as a kid, you would have maybe thought, and you probably should have thought, hey, this isn't going well. What if all these people start rioting? I got to get the fuck out of here.
Maybe.
I mean, it was a bad situation, but it was a, interesting. I'd like to watch the Amazon or the Prime
one. No, they
one.
Say that the Netflix one? Netflix one is better because it came from the company that was working with him.
It came, their personal.
The Hulu one apparently has an interview with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'd like to see that too.
People say it's interesting.
But he also still got paid.
He's, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
which that bull, I don't understand. Like, that's the whole reason people are like, I don't trust the media. Like, yeah, because they pay guys to get interviews and shit.
That no doubt.
They've always paid. I mean,
but now it's out there in the open. It's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
Like, they should say it. Like, hey, we paid him this much money and this is the interview. They should just say it because everybody knows he got paid. Just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Anything else you got other than the fry?
So,
fire.
In my opinion. The best TV show of all time is The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yep. And we've had two interesting things happen this past week. Mm-hmm. One, for the first time in over 30 years, a mafia boss was gunned down.
Yep.
In front of his house.
Well, that's the second. Well, first time he was gunned down, but didn't Gotti just die?
Yeah, he died like 25 years ago in prison.
Not Gotti. Who was it that just died this year in prison, though?
Yeah, but this is
something.
Whitey Bulger. It was Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, it was Whitey Bulger.
But he was different.
Killed.
He was murdered.
This was a Don.
On the street. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Not on the street. On his front porch.
And announced either yesterday or a couple days ago that the Sopranos prequel movie has been greenlit.
Yes.
And his son is going to be James Gandolfini's son.
Who looks like him? Looks like a young Tony Soprano.
I hope he breathes like his dad.
I can't wait to see it. I loved it. It's called Saints of New Jersey or Newark.
Newark,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. I'm excited about it. I don't know. I think I had something else I was going to mention too, but I thought it was funny. I was telling Missy the story. We were at Target earlier. We were out there in California, and two things we saw: a lot of really scantily clad dressed women and men with no shirts and stuff.
Mm.
But I found it awkward too that
which was better, the women or the men?
The dudes. I found it funny. I found it funny that some of the women would wear, like, girls. Let's call them girls. Would wear
females,
but they were younger. Ladies. So they would wear like revealing tops and then walk around covering their cleavage. I'm like,
that seems like a lot of work. Just put a t-shirt on.
But so we saw all this, and we were shopping in Target earlier, and I saw a woman, like,
she had a crop top on and she kept pulling it down. If you're gonna wear a crop top, stop pulling it down.
But of all the things I saw in California, I saw a girl from a distance who looked attractive from a distance wearing a schoolgirl outfit. I was like, well, leave it to the Midwest.
Yeah.
We don't have bathing suit time of the year, but we could always wear schoolgirl outfits.
I said she's probably a waitress.
Going to Twin Peaks or something like that. So I don't have anything else. As long as you guys don't have anything else, we're at an hour. I think our daughter's here, so we might as well wrap up. So on that note, 5-1 win today.
5-1 win for the Blues. Playoff tickets are purchased. You know what? I have a confession to make. I know I said on this.
You're getting tickets next year.
Yeah, I fucking am.
You're like a battered wife.
Well, give them one.
You know what's even worse? Is the reason the one reason I thought I would do it is because I was going to get All-Star Game tickets, and I thought John would really want to do that.
And
they told me when I renewed.
And he thought that he loved you?
He does love me, but...
Aw, he does, yeah.
But they did tell me...
Not the kid.
You're probably not getting All-Star Game tickets. I'm too low on the totem pole.
I have to explain the joke, so it's not funny, but the battered thing. But he loves me. Like, that's Tom. You're the battered wife now.
With the Blues. Okay, right. Yeah. So give him one for your husband.
Let's go, Blues.
Hold on to your butt.
Bye!
And we're going to play some music. Thank you!